then. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the lobby of the Mountain View Inn questioning Abner. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, what makes you think that I had anything to do with it?
I know good and well you did. Mrs. Smith said you called her up on the phone and told her that it was a package for her and her little girl, and the both of them would have to come down and sign for it. But she said after they got down here, you just stalled them around for a while and then Fowl told him it must have been a mistake.
I did, huh? Well, can a fella make a mistake once in a while? You know how I get things mixed up once.
Yeah, but this...
I'm just terrible that way. Sometimes it just seems like I ain't got a brain in my head.
Well, now, I agree with that. But then Miss Smith said when they got back to the room that somebody had been in there and taken a certain hand satchel.
They did?
Oh.
Hand satchel. Well.
Don't act the ignorance now. You know good and well who taken it. It was that Mr. Wilson. And you just told Miss Smith that about the package to get her and the midget out of the room so Wilson could search it. Ain't that right?
Well, don't ask me. You're the one that appears to know all about this.
And you knowed what was in that satchel, too. About your stole jewels.
Well, now, don't look at me that away, Lum. I never stole them.
No, but you same as helped Mr. Wilson steal them.
I never done no such a thing. I don't.
You did done it. Come on now, fess up, Abner. Well, let's get this thing straightened out.
Now, just a minute now, Lum. You can't say that Mr. Wilson stole them. He's a detective. And if he takes some jewels away from a gang of jewel thieves, well, that surely ain't stealing.
Oh, so you admit to it. You just now admitted you and him done it.
Why, I never done no such a
you
thing.
You did, too. I heard you. You said
yeah,
that...
I know what I said. I know. But, Lum, don't pay no attention to me. I've just got to where I tell awful stories here, like just exaggerate everything. You can't put no dependence in a word I say.
Now, listen here, Abner.
Like I was telling you, Lum. I just get everything all mixed up. Well, I believe I'm the most ignorant feller I ever seen in my life.
I'll say here.
Yeah.
You proved that by getting mixed up in this deal in the first place. Now, come on, tell me where them jewels is at.
What jewels?
Abner, you ain't fooling me none. Where have you and Mr. Wilson got them hid?
Well, why don't you ask Mr. Wilson about that? According to you, he was the one that taken them.
Now, listen, Abner, I'm just trying to help you. Doing this for your own good.
Better.
You don't know that you might be in trouble. Serious trouble.
Me? I ain't no trouble.
Oh, yes, you are. Them jewel thieves knows that either you or Mr. Wilson has got them jewels. And they ain't just going to sit back and let you get away with it.
No. No, because that's right, ain't it? I mean, what's that to me? Ha, ha, ha.
All right, come on now, Abner. Tell me where they're at.
Lum, you're just wasting your time. You better just go back to your little jewel-robbing friends and tell them that they're barking up the wrong track.
Abner, I tell you, I'm just doing this for your own good.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Them fellas is desperate, Abner. Here, they've been in Pine Ridge for a month waiting for them jewels to get here. You don't think they're just going to sit there and let you take them without doing something? Them jewels is worth over $100,000.
How do you know so much about this, anyway?
Just never mind about that. You're in danger, and you better wake up to the fact before it's too late.
Lum, if you think you can scare me into telling you where we got them jewels so that you can tell Trixie and the professor, you have got another thing coming.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Where we got them jewels. So you have got them. All right, come on. Tell me where they're at.
No, sir, no, I ain't going to do it now, Lum. We've got a right to have them jewels. We're the law. I'm a deputy marshal, and he's a detective.
Abner, I'm going to tell you something I ain't supposed to mention to nobody. And then maybe you'll understand why I'm trying to get you to turn them jewels over to me.
Well, what's that? Is it a secret?
Yeah, but you've got to promise first you won't breathe it to a soul. Not a living soul.
No, I won't say nothing. Cross my heart. Won't say a word.
Well, now to begin with, I know you must have thought I was awful low down to keep Wilson locked up over in my house all that time.
Well, to be right honest, Lum, I was surprised that you pulling such a stunt.
Well, I had good reasons for doing that.
Yeah, I know. You was bribed into it by them crooks.
No, now there's where you're wrong. That feller's name ain't Wilson at all. It's Gentleman Jim Collier.
You mean he's been using another name to keep this bunch here from knowing he's a detective?
Don't you know who Gentleman Jim Collier is?
Yes, Collier. Yeah, sure, you just told me. I know that name was familiar. It's Mr. Wilson.
Gentleman Jim Collier is one of the biggest crooks in this country.
Huh? Him a crook?
Yes, sir.
Well, Lum, he told me himself he's a detective.
Sure he did, and you believed him. He had you thinking you was helping an officer of the law. And you was working right along with one of the biggest robbers in the business.
Honest, Lum. Well, I do know. I never would have thought that he was mixed up with that gang, not Mr. Wilson.
He ain't.
Huh?
He's playing a lone hand.
Lone hand?
He found out this gang was planning a big jewel robbery, so he followed them down here to rob the robbers.
Why, that ornery low-down snake in me weave.
And with your help, he done it. Now tell me, whereabouts is the jewels at?
Oh, well, they're right over there in the safe, Mom.
In the safe?
Yeah,
well,
right,
thank goodness for that. I was afraid he had.
No.
Well, we better get him out of there before he comes back after him.
Well, ain't they safer locked up in a safe there?
Listen, Abner, with both him and that gang after them jewels, and they come down here and find you've got them locked up in the safe, your life won't be worth a nickel.
Oh, I know, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, sure. You're right, Lum. Let's get them out of here. I'll tell you what. You take them, Lum. I don't want them.
I'll take them, but open up the safe.
Yeah, sure. Let me get that thing open up quick. I've seen it. Turn it to the right twice to 8. That blame that Wilson anyway. I thought he acted like an old detective. Yeah, 8 back around here. 1 to 13.
Are you sure you just turned it once?
Yeah.
How do you recollect all that?
I've got it wrote down right up here. See, on the door. I'm looking up here.
Well, for pity's sake.
Wilson had too much white in his eye to be a detective. Or not enough, I forget which.
Nomination right there in front of him.
Don't interrupt me, Lum. Now I'm mixed up again. Got to start it over.
Mustache.
Turn it to the right twice to 8. That's what it says there. Yeah. And, back to...
What's the use to lock it if you're going to put the combination up there?
I put it little bitty. Can't hardly read it myself without my specs. I ain't leaving my specs here so they can't see it. And, right around here to 6. Back where that 2... Yeah, that's got it right there. Yeah, there she is.
Get him out of here.
I'm hurrying. The dog is, wait a minute. They ain't here, Lum.
Huh?
They're gone.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're gone.
Well, whereabouts did you have them?
Right there on that shelf, right next to my lawn chair.
Wait a minute. Did Wilson know the combination of this safe?
No, sir. Me and you is the only ones that knows it. Just a minute, Lum Edwards.
All right, Abner.
You're a crook, that's
what
you are.
We ain't got time to argue now. Where was Wilson when you opened the safe to put the jewels in here?
He was standing right there next to me, right where you were. He held a flashlight. See, we done it after dark.
That's all I want to know. Come on, Abner. You got your gun with you?
Yeah, sure. Where are we going?
Grab that passkey there.
Well, where are we going?
We're going upstairs to Wilson's room.
Wilson's room? Oh,
yes.
No, not me.
Yes,
no,
we
sir.
Are.
No,
too.
No, no.
Abner, come on
no,
now.
I tell you what, you go up
I've
there.
I've got to have you. You're a constable.
No, you go up there. I'll wait down here. If he runs through the lobby here, I'll tackle him.
No, you won't do no such a
well,
thing.
Well, I'll
you're
wait
going...
out and back then.
No, you won't either. We're going right up there together. I need your help. Come on.
Listen, Lum, Matt Wilson's a desperate feller.
I know he is. That's the reason we need both your help.
Lum, I ain't going up to his room, and that is final.
Loud with that key.
I'm being as quiet as I can. That's my knees rattling.
All right, now, when I kick open the door, you cover him with your gun.
Yeah, I'll get him. I'll blast a hole through him.
Recollect, we're dealing with a dangerous man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you ready?
Reach for the ceiling. You're under arrest. Throw him up there, Dad. Blame you. I'll blast you clean back to Chicago. I'll pulverize you. Come on out of there, you double-crossing robber,
Abner.
Kick him up there.
Catch up and open your eyes. The room's empty.
Empty?
The bed weren't even slept in last night. Looky there. All right, Grannies, we're too late. He's made his getaway.
Goes Wilson. And the jewels. And Abner's reward.